The Tour Bus Music Show, Episode 24.
Audios Maximus Media Network. Expand your mind. Widen your world. Many countries. One nation. www.audiosmaximus.com.
Hey, this is Rudy Sarzo, and you're listening to The Tour Bus.
The Tour Bus. Louisiana's link to live music via the Audios Maximus Media Network with your hosts, T. Mike and Anna.
Tales from the back of the bus.
Ecodrin, tranquilized. With the Tour Bus Music Show and
Anna.
And we are here today with Keith of Ecotrin.
How's it going, everyone?
How you doing, man? Been looking forward to this interview. Anna kind of turned me on to your band, The Reverb Nation. We scout there frequently for a lot of talent, man. Y'all really impressed us.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you enjoy it. It's very cool.
Looking back at what we've seen about the band, you've got two albums to your credit, 2008's Light the Fire and 2011's The Dead of Night. And the fact that y'all have been burning up the tour circuit for the past few years, I mean, we're seeing a bright future ahead for the group.
Yeah, I mean, we're working band and everything. We've got there on tour, and right now we're working on writing songs for our new record and everything, so we're staying pretty busy, just trying to get the best music we can out there for our fans and everything.
Getting started here on the show, I'd like to start off by asking you a question that we ask all the bands that join us on the Tour Bus Music Show. And that is, can you tell us a little bit about the past history of the members of the group and how Echotrin got its start?
Well, we got our start back in 2000. Me and our singer, John, actually started the band when we were in high school. We were sophomores in high school, and we had a couple different guys at the time that started the band with us, and did that all throughout high school. That was our main passion, was playing music, so we continued to do that after high school, obviously, and had some member changes and everything. We hooked up with our bass player, Derek, back in 2006. He was in a band called Twist Method that did Ozfest and everything. And we used to do shows and everything together back when we were in high school and that, so we're, you know, longtime friends and everything. And then our newest drummer, Tony, he joined the band last year, actually in 2011. Our drummer, Frankie, had to step down from the band because he was having a child and had to take care of his kids. So he left, and then in came Tony, and that's where we are now.
Keith, what was your experience like first getting the band off the ground?
Well, when we first started, I mean, we were young, and we're just doing it, you know, have fun. Obviously, we still do it to have fun, but back then it wasn't such a serious thing. You know, we'd practice and we'd play, and we weren't really good. I mean, I guess we've come a long way, and I don't think we're a great band, but I mean, I think we write pretty good songs, so. But, I mean, like I say, back then it was just fun, you know. We were jamming in garages and neighbors calling the police because it was too loud and all that stuff.
I mean, you're telling us about the beginning of the band. Obviously, the band's come a long way because I can tell you from listening to your current material, you sound like a band that's been around far longer than you're saying you have.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Sounds like there's a lot of practicing going on there.
Yeah, we did a lot of tour. We've done a lot of touring. I mean, our record, Light the Fire, came out in 2008, February, actually, 2008. But we started touring at the end of October, 2007, full-time. And we went out pretty much for 6 months straight with all 10 days off of Christmas. And then we come home. We were home for about, 5 weeks and went back out for, you know, another 2 months. Came home for a little bit, went back out for another 2 months. So on and so forth. I was just doing the whole ton of touring like bands typically do. You know, you tend to grow, you know, as a group and as musicians when you're playing all the time. So it was actually very exciting, you know. We grew and grew. I mean, we had a couple member changes, but, you know, just kept on moving, you know. The core between Sheldon, Derek, and myself, we've been the same guys for the last 6 years now. So pretty tight-knit group, you know. It's like a band of brothers.
We are going to play our next song now, The End of the Day. What can you tell us about this song?
Well, The End of the Day is basically a song that's, you know, it's like, hey, this is who we are, this is what we do, and we're not going to change for anybody. So that's kind of what that song is all about, you know. We're just, this is us, this is our music, this is what we do it. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what the song is all about. I mean, got a message, you know. I mean, at the time last year, I guess 2010, when we were, we recorded the record in 2010, but it came out in 2011, we were writing it, you know, different people, you know, from label people to, you know, management at the time, going, you should go this way or you should go that way. And we're like, well, this is us. This is what we do. And here you go. It's kind of like our big middle finger to all them people.
Echotrin, The End of the Day. We see online that the group has performed with other groups such as Stain, Chevelle, El Nino, Power Man 5000, Straight Line Stitch. By the way, we checked them out earlier. Fantastic band. And Diecast.
Oh, yeah. Straight Line Stitch is a great band. Great band. We've done a few tours with them, and they're like brothers and sisters to us, you know, so pretty amazing.
Well, can you tell us what your experience was like touring the country on a level like this?
It's been good. I mean, we've had our ups and downs like any other band has had. I mean, from, you know, van problems. I mean, we've blown a transmission on a tour. We've had vehicle problems when it comes to, you know, brake issues and trailer issues, flat tires, you know, you name it. We've pretty much gone through it, you know, a few near-death experiences. It's all good. So, I mean, the road is the road. The shows are great. Every night we play out, we're gaining fans and see fans coming back. So, I mean, it's a wonderful experience, and that's why we do it.
Speaking back to some of my years ago when I toured, I mean, a lot of people think, you know, a tour is kind of glamorous. You know, you get to go out and play the shows and all this, but they don't see all the hard work and the hard times and everything that goes in behind it. You know, the vehicles take just as much wear and tear as the members do. And it's kind of a grind on a tour. I mean, it can be a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong, but it's a lot of work that goes into it, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of work goes into it. I mean, from the many hours of practicing, getting your stuff down, to, you know, getting your merch together so people got shirts they could pick up and everything, to, you know, driving all night to get to the next show the next day and so on and so forth. It's a grind, but it's worth it. You know, when you're coming up with, you know, coming to places that they got your band tattooed and, you know, the lyrics tattooed on them or logos or what have you. It's a very rewarding thing that someone, you know, cares about what you do that much, and you know, like, music is art, so someone likes your art that much. It's a very very meaningful thing.
Keith, can you give us some of your highlights of recording your albums Light the Fire and Dead of Night?
Well, we did both records with producer Paul Truss. We've been working with him since 2007, and that's always a great experience. You know, he's kind of like, he really gets what we do. He's like a fifth member of the band. He brings out the best in us, which is really cool. You know, it's a no-nonsense approach. We just go at it. So, I mean, it's not all that crazy, you know, when we're recording. It's, you know, it's pretty much just business, you know. We're very focused when it comes to recording and working on our music, so it's not a lot of partying in that when it comes to recording, so nothing too crazy stands out. You know, we don't go and record like any big studio or anything like that. You know, record with what they have, the best equipment possible, and, you know, with technology, home studios have come along so far that, you know, that's what we record now is home studios.
Yeah, that's the very thing I was thinking too. You know, technology these days makes it so much easier for bands than, you know, it did in the past, and so much more cost effective to be able to record your albums.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, still, you know, using, you know, expensive process, you know, preamps and different processors and stuff like that. And, you know, all the mixing stuff and everything, it's expensive. It's not just on a computer, but it's pretty exciting when you're doing it, you know, watching your songs take shape and come together.
What are some of your favorite songs that you perform?
I love playing The End of the Day. I mean, Everyone seems to really love that song, Light the Fire, which is a very fan popular. I love playing that song. Road to Nowhere and Black and Sky off our new record, Dead of Night. That one's a favorite, too, so those two are favorites. I really enjoy playing them. You know, the rest of the band does, too, you know. And plus, obviously, the crowd digs them. That's the most important part.
Well, from your perspective, from the first moment you picked up your instrument, learned how to start playing music, to the level of passion you enjoy playing today, you know, really knowing what you're doing and being a professional musician, can you tell us about what your personal journey in music has been like?
Well, when I first started playing guitar, I was 12 years old, you know, and, you know, my dad got me a little cheapy, you know, guitar from the pawn shop and everything. Then, you know, about 2 months later, when he saw I wasn't putting the thing down, he got me a ESP LTD and, you know, got me the catalog and everything. And I was so blown away by it, you know, being, you know, 12 years old. I'm like, oh, this is amazing. We can flip through the catalog and seeing the guys from Metallica and Slayer and everything, these catalogs. I'm like, man, this is awesome. This is what I want, you know. I want to be this. I want to do this. And then fast forward, 12 years later. Because I was, you know, in their catalog and stuff, and it was just kind of like a dream come true, which is pretty cool. It took a lot of work while playing, you know. Spent a lot of time in my room practicing guitar and playing and listening to my favorite CDs and trying to learn those songs, you know. And that was, you know, the first three-plus years of playing. Then, you know, started, I think I was like 15, started doing a cover band with Sheldon and a couple other guys from high school. And we weren't very good. You know, we did a couple shows and didn't go anywhere. And then we decided, hey, let's try to write our own song. Maybe we'll be better at this. So that's how we ended up doing original music and changed our band name and Echo Trend, and that's what we've done ever since.
Since we're looking inward right now, let's take a look at the band itself. Can you tell us a little bit of what the dynamic is like working together, and can you tell us about the creative process of, you know, creating new music together, what it's like working with the guys?
Well, right now, in the past, we'd get in a practice room and everything, and we'd hash things out like that. We'd bounce ideas back and forth, and it's always been very collaborative in the four of us. We always work together and bounce ideas back and forth. Right now, we're writing new music for the next record, but we're using a GarageBand this time around, and we're doing demos that way, which is really cool because a couple of us get together, work on the songs, write them, and we bounce them. You know, instead of being in a room together, we send them over through email. They get work on some more and send them back, and we bounce ideas back and forth that way, which is actually pretty exciting, and it's probably a lot better on the ears. We're not, you know, have loud drums and cranking guitars and everything in the practice place. The band's always been very very collaborative with each other. There's not like a sole songwriter here. We all contribute. You know, Sheldon pretty much does the vocals and everything, but, you know, everyone has a say in the music and stuff. And like I say, we always bounce ideas back and forth. We're all kind of different in it with our tastes. So if we come across something that we all like, we feel like we're on the right track and doing the right thing. We all live in the same area. I mean, me and Sheldon, we both live in Cape Coral, and then Tony, he just moved down here from Ohio. I mean, he was in Lima before. So that was, you know, that was kind of putting a little bit of a strain on things being so far apart. Then Derek was in Fort Myers. So two of us are in Cape Coral, two of us are in Fort Myers. We all live within 15 minutes of each other.
That's got to make things a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've always lived close to each other. I mean, before our previous drummer, Frankie, he moved down here from Pennsylvania. So, I mean, we worked in the holidays, like, you know. We'd take off, or, you know, he'd go home for a few weeks. Or if, say, we were recording, once he got done doing his drums, he'd fly home for like the next month while we finished tracking out the record and doing everything we need to do. And he could then come back and we'd rehearse and gear up for tour. But I mean, where we are here in Cape Coral, Fort Myers is our home base and our hometown. So pretty much everything comes out of here.
We're going to play our next song, Light to Shine. Keith, what inspired the band to write this song?
We wrote Light to Shine. It just, we were working on writing. We were writing a bunch of songs, and it just sparked out. You know, we had an idea that was fairly different from what it is now. We just kind of went to pre-production for recording and just kind of changed it up a little bit, and that's how it came about. There wasn't really like the sole inspiration behind it. I know lyrically, it's pretty much just about going for it and trying to make it at what you're doing, not giving up. There's always, a lot of our songs have a very, very positive message to them about, you know, chasing your goals and succeeding, you know, working hard, kind of what we do. I mean, we have a blast doing what we do, but it's definitely about trying to make it what you love doing.
Echotrin, Light to Shine.
To the
This is kind of the trick question here, but can you tell us about the what's in store for the immediate future of Ecotrin?
Our immediate future, like I said, we are working on getting another release out, hopefully sometime here in 2012, hopefully aiming for something towards the summertime, or, you know, I guess it'd be fall, something like that. But we're trying to get another record out this year, and that way we can go do a video and continue to tour and get out there for our fans, make new fans, and keep pleasing the ones that we already have.
Where can our listeners find more information about you?
You can find information about Ecotrin. We use the Facebook a lot, which is facebook.com/Ecotrin, E-K-O-T-R-E-N. Stuff also on Twitter. We're on there. Just search Ecotrin on Twitter. We're still on MySpace, but, you know, not many people go there. And we're on the Reverb Nation and everything. I think they're all linked up. I'm not the most computer-savvy person in the world. Also, you can get our music on Amazon.com, iTunes, pretty much anywhere. They sell online music. And if, you know, you're one of those crafty people on the computer who know how to legally download, I'm sure you can find our records on a torrent.
Is there anything you would like to say to all of Ecotrin's current and new fans listening today?
You know, on behalf of the band, I want to say thank you for supporting us. It means a lot. You've stuck with us for a long time. New fans, hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. And come out to the live show. We're in your town. People don't come out to shows. Bands can't keep touring. So come out, check out the show. If you like it, buy a CD, buy a t-shirt. Come say hello to the band. That's why we're here. That's why we're in town. Meet everybody.
That's one thing we're really behind on the tour bus is right. Featuring a lot of the local talent as well as the national talent around the country. You know, it all comes down to the fans. You know, come out to the shows, buy the merch. You know, this is the life bread and butter for bands. You know, help support the bands that you're behind. Keep them going.
Absolutely.
Bring them to the top.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've seen this before on on like online and everything, it's a very true statement. Without local bands, there wouldn't be national bands.
Exactly.
Support your local bands. Support national bands coming through. I mean, like I say, if you like a band, you gotta support them. Otherwise, you know, they're gonna fade away and not keep coming back because they won't be able to come back. They come out to shows, you know, clubs don't want to pay the band. Bands that get paid, they can't afford gas, they can't come around, so they're stuck at home.
Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna get on a rant here, but a lot of people these days with the internet, you get a lot of things for free, for granted, you know, and everybody expects a little bit more for free, but we've all got to keep in mind that, I mean, we love playing music. We love going out and performing for the crowds, but at the same time, you know, we can't do this on our dime if we don't have a dime to support it. You know, it all comes from the fans.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the state of the industry, you know, I mean, CD sales aren't what they used to be. The bands aren't, you know, making a lot of money off CD sales anymore. Gasoline, if you look at the economy, not to get, you know, too far deep into it, gas is on average $4 a gallon. That's like, you know, the cheap stuff. And I know personally, when your band touring in a 15-passenger van with a big trailer behind you, you only get like about 11 miles to a gallon. So
yeah, it can get really expensive quick.
Exactly. People are, you know, 6 hours of driving costs a lot of money. You know, the fans keep coming out. We more than appreciate them, appreciate all the support, because without them, we wouldn't still be here.
Coming to the last song that we're going to be playing on the show today is going to be The Dead of Night off your latest album. Can you tell us a little bit more about this song?
That song was actually one of the last songs that we had for the record. It wasn't actually one of the favorites by the label, by, you know, the management or whatever, but, you know, we pushed for it. We said, hey, we want to put the song on there and work on demoing it and everything. I mean, we were demoing just acoustic guitar and the vocals to, you know, push on, hey, this is what we want to do. And that's how it came about. Once again, it's got that message about positivity in it and, you know, going after what you love to do.
Ecotrin, The Dead of Night.
Waiting too long just to be forgotten.
Thank you, Keith, for joining us today on the Tour Bus Music Show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a really pleasure, and it's great to talk to you guys. I really appreciate the support and the rest of the band, so thank you as well.
Yeah, Keith, I definitely appreciate you taking the time to come on. And as we tell everybody that comes on the Tour Bus Music Show, you know, once you come on board, you're basically a member of the family for life. So
that's right.
Anything you have coming in your future, let us know. We'll be glad to pass it out to everybody listening today.
And all our social networks as well.
Yeah, and before I let you off the line, again, we just want to remind everybody, if you enjoyed the music and enjoyed the interview today, go out on Amazon.com and purchase Hecatrin's albums, whether you like them or not. If you don't like them, the advantage is you get to give them as a gift to somebody else, but buy them all the same. And of course, you can get their merch online. You can check out what the band's doing. Look for their tour dates on Reverb Nation Facebook. And again, go out and support your local music. Keith, it has been a pleasure.
Exactly. It's been a pleasure. One more thing to put on there. You can get our merch at www.bigcartel.com/Hecatrin.
And some pretty cool looking shirts, I have to say.
Yes, they are.
And actually, one more link is Hecatrin, Hecotren, .bigcartel.com. And the second one is the better link to go to.
Thanks again, Keith.